Today is Friday. However, no. We've done the Mishnah. We'll be up to thing. Yeah, this is another place. No, because I don't remember because
I just remember the page.
Because I learn ahead, I don't always remember where we stopped in the shir. That's why. Okay, two dots. Avokadam Hekdesha. Okay, so the Mishnah said that if it became hektish and then it got a mum, yeah, so you redeemed it because it was about psulei hamakdashin. There's no din of bechor. Says the Gemara in the Hani Mili. How do I know that? It's on a rabbanon. Tzvi, it compares. So psulei hamakdashin. It says in Parshas Kol Bechor in Re'eh. It says over there. Achshei yochal as a tzvi v'sa ayol. That when once you redeem the psulei hamakdashin, then you eat it like the tzvi and the ayol. So the Torah compared psulei hamakdashin to a tzvi and an ayol. Ma tzvi potum and a bechor. Just like a tzvi, there's no din of bechor. Af psulei hamakdashin a peturim and a bechor. So therefore, also psulei hamakdashin are like that because a tzvi is a chaya. So the Gemara says, okay, eitzi ani es a bechor. I would. So that tells me that there's no din of bechor by a tzvi. But lo yoytzes a matonis, but I would still think that you have to give matonis. Now it's still a mekdashin, so what are you going to do? You're going to shecht it and you're going to eat it.
Matonis means matnas kunda, right?
Yeah, zechor Israel chiyam akeva. So you would think shalom lechem. So therefore, he says. So you might think that you would still have to give the Israel chiyam and keva to the koyin. Talmud loymar ayul. So we had katzvi v'cha ayul. Why do they have to say two tzvi and ayul? So from katzvi we learn there's no bechor. What do we learn from ayul? Ma ayul potter min habuchera umin amatonis. And ayul is potter from both. Because Zerel Chayam Akeva only applies to Behema, right? So, ayul is potter min habuchera. Yeah, that's right. Af psulei hamakdashin apaturim min habuchera umin habuchumatonis. So that's where we learn absolute mitzvahs bottom these things. So then you should take it a step further. If it's mamish like a tzvi and an ayol, the milk is mutter. Is after mitzvahin chalav and mutter. So therefore, you should be able to milk the goat. If you had a goat that became suli hamakdashin, you should be able to milk it. So how do I know? So why not? Even we say tizbach biachalta, right? Tizbach v'loy. Tizbach v'loy giza. How's it going? Anyway,
not the byproduct.
Yeah, you're not allowed to milk a psulei hamakdashin. You have to treat it with respect. You can't work with it. You can't shear it. If it's a sheep, you can't drink the milk. So how do I know that? Talmud lemar acholak. So it says achasher yochel as a tzviva ayol. So that distinguishes that even though in general like a tzviva ayol, but there's a difference, and the difference is that you're not allowed to have the milk. Okay, Fredi Gemara Vayta Omamar, Eitzes HaBachur, V'Leitzes HaMatonos. So the Braisa said, the Havamina was that there would be no Bachur, but there would still be, like if we only had one Limud, only Tzvi, yeah, you would exclude Bachur, but you would include Matonos. Why would you assume that tzvi, Bachur is more likely to be excluded, that there would be no Bachur for Psula Matoshin rather than Matonos? Is Maishna. Why are they different? Why would you think that one is excluded and one is included? So the Gemara explains, I would assume if I had to choose one thing that should not apply to psulei hamakdashin, I would choose bechor. Why? She'ein shava bechor. It's not an equal thing. Not everything, for example, females. If the firstborn's a female, there's no bechor. Not every animal has a bechor. And there's no, bechor only applies to a male. But like Eitzias and Matonis, for example, Shavas Bakel. Whereas Matonis, the Matnas Kahuna is Re'el Chayam Akeva, applies no matter what gender the animal is. So therefore, I would say if I'm going to exclude one thing, you're more likely to exclude Bechor. Therefore, Talmud Lemar Ayul. It's Amalet Papa Labaya. If we're comparing it to the Tzviva Ayul, Imatziva Ayul, and Eitzio Espinay Neubahan, by a Tzvi and an Ayul, there's no Eitzio Espinay, that to Shech the mother and the son on the same day. Why isn't there? Because it says over there, Sher Oiseh. It only applies to a shorei set, to a behemah. It doesn't apply to a tzvi and an ayol. As maybe apsula mekdashim moisev einoisev espenoyik. So that boy. So I should exclude also that the din of oisev espenoy shouldn't apply to psula mekdashim. Is on my lay. So it says to mekampi. The psula mekdashim is a shorei set. That's what you got. Shorei set or eis. Shorei kesev or eis. So what are you going to? It can't be that it's more lenient than either chulin or mekdashim. What are you gonna make it? It's psuli hamakdosh. Psuli hamakdosh is like a halfway house. It's half hektish and half choil, if you like. It's ilachulin. If you're gonna treat it with the choil aspect, is oisiv espenoy is neigaboy. The ilachachim, if you want to treat it with the kachim aspect, is also oisiv espenoy neigaboy. So it's impossible to exclude the oisiv espenoy, even though it's compared to the Tzviva Ayol. So we said Tzviva Ayol is only for something. It's not 100% exactly the same. It's on Malay, so he says, so what about the milk? Why don't we say like this? Well, because what are you going to compare it to? This halfway, half Kodesh and half Choyl. Ila Chulin is Chalav and Osir. If it's sorry, not chalavon. This one is chelbon. Yeah, this one's chelbon. Sorry, yeah. Before we're talking about chalav, now we're talking about chalav. Yeah, if it's so behema, yeah. If it's chulin, psulim adoshin is always a behema, so therefore the chalav is going to be osur. Yeah, if it's chulin, it's chalav is osur. Vila kachin chalbon is osur. So therefore the question is, why do you need the ach? Yeah, because we said before, well, I didn't say good before about the, when I said chalavim before, it should have been chelbon. Okay, so I'm sorry. Back before when we said that the havamina was psula mekdashin, the havamina was that the chalav should be mutar because it's compared to a tziva ayol. And the Brisa said, how do I know it's not? Because Talmud lemar achalak. So now Rav Pop is asking, if you're going by the logic of lamay mad mishlo, you don't need the achalak. Because anyway, whether it's hekdish, it's the chalav is osur, and whether it's chulin, the chalav is osur. So why did we need the ach before to tell us that the chelev is osur? Ela lav mi amarta ach v'loy chelbon. You said before that the ach is coming to exclude the chelev. Zemanami ach v'loy oses benoy. So you can say the ach just distinguishes. The purpose of the word ach is to tell you that even though it's compared to a tziv and ayol, that's only in some things, like b'cher and matonis. But it doesn't mean it's 100% across the board compared to the tziv and ayol. Rava Omar. Rava says, ach, you don't learn from the Mai Mad Misla logic. Because if you got, Rava says, if you got psukim that teach you something, then even if your logic might say the other, you got to go with the posuk. And therefore, Rava learns it all from psukim. And he says, ach, to say that the comparison between psula hamikdashin and tzviva ayol is not 100% is la oisev espenoy hu da'asa, to tell you that oisev espenoy will apply to psula hamikdashin. And chelboy, midome nafke, how do you know the chelav is osur? Because we learn it from the blood. And in the blood, the chsev rakas dome loisechel, the same, in the same parasha there in Kobo Chel, or rakas dome loisechel, don't eat the blood, or la'azim chelav kamoyim. So they're not allowed to eat the blood of psula hamikdashin. And therefore, we learn from that, chelav, dam and chelav always goes together, kol chelav v'chol dam loisechelav. And therefore, just like the blood is osur, the chelav is also osur. So the question is, which dome are you learning from? My dome. What's the blood? Ilema domi mamish. If it's blood mamish, lo yehayela domon the tzviva ayol, then you don't need that by the bechor either, because you're not allowed to eat the blood of a tzviva and ayol. Yeah. So once I told you that it's a tzviva and ayol, you wouldn't need dom. You wouldn't need to tell me don't eat the blood. Atu dom the tzviva ayol mishori, is it permitted to eat the blood of a tzviva and ayol either? Ella. Oh, sorry, this is all part of the explanation. Ella domoy, so when the Torah says, rak is domoy lo soichel, it means chelboy. Because you don't need it for domoy. Because domoy anyway osur, because dom is, no matter what sort of animal, dom is always osur. So why does it say, rak is domoy lo soichel? To tell you that it's really referring to the chelev. That the chelev of psula hamikdashin, even though psula hamikdashin is compared to a tzvi and an ayol, but the chelev is still osur. Fred the Gemara, okay, Rakas Dome Loy Soichel, and you tell me that we don't need it for Dome, so it refers really to the Chelev. Is why does it just say so? Lifta Rachmana Chelboy. If you if you want to tell me that the chalev is osur and the dam I know by myself, then why are you telling me about the blood? Tell me about the chalev. And for the Gemara, ikas rachmana chalev. If it would have said chalev hava mina samai, I would have thought a hani hakesha of a hani kro. That we've got here a cognitive dissonance going on. We're comparing it to a tzvi and an ayol on the one hand, and we are saying the chalev is also on the other hand. So those two things don't go together. So therefore, what would you say? That it's half. The chalev is half osur. What do you mean half osur? A hani hakesha lemutim ikaris. Comparing it to a tzvi and an ayol will tell you that the chalev is, that you don't get chayav koris for eating the chalev of a psulei hamakdoshin. The chiks chasav koris, eichel chalev behema hu dichsiv, because the chik of koris is for someone who eats the fats of a behema, which those particular fats that you're not allowed to eat, and amar ki kol eichel chalev bin a behema. And a tzviv and an ayol doesn't have, it's not a behema, and therefore there's no chik of koris for eating the fats. There's no, just like there's no kores for the fats of a tzviva ayol, you would say there's no kores for eating the fat of the psulei hamakdoshin. V'hani kro ay, so what's the pasuk? If it would have said rakla es chelboi lo soichel, what would you learn from that? L'meikam alei b'lav b'alma, to tell you what's a loisa say. So you would have made it a different sort of lav if the Torah just told you don't eat the chelev. But the chi of kores, what you would say, doesn't apply to psulei hamakdoshin. Therefore, the Torah, when it wants to tell you not to eat the chalev, doesn't just say don't eat chalev, it actually calls it dom. Why does it call it dom? Lemalach, to tell you it's like dom. Ma domi bekoris, just like the blood is bekoris, because dom is always osur, and therefore dom is always koris. Av chelba is bekoris. So the Gemara says back to Rava, that's all very nice, Rava, to say that the ach is for Oisavi Espinoi, and the Chelev is because it says Loisechel Kol Dom, and we're saying the Dom refers to, Loisechel is Dom, and we're saying it refers to Chelev. The only problem is, well, Atana, Ach, Loisechel Kamar. But the Brisa said that, how do we know that the Chelev is also, because it says Ach. So Rava can't come along and say, no, the Ach is for Oisavi Espinoi, and the Chelev is from somewhere else. So Rava says to you, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Tana really means. I'll tell you what he means. If it wouldn't have said domoi, and which would must be referring to chalev, is hayisi yomer, then I would have said anyway that it's osur because ach v'lei chelboi. Aber achshav shenemar domoi. Now that we have domoi, we don't need the ach for that. La'osav yas benoi hu da'osur. So the ach must be telling you that osav yas benoi applies to psulei hamukdashim. But you wouldn't think, no, he says you would know, that if it was said chalev, you would know it's also, you wouldn't think it's chayav koris. Well, you might have, but the Gemara would have assumed that it means that it's only a loisa say. I think the bigger problem with Rava, in just in terms of sort of balabatish, is to say that when the Brisa says Talmud Lemar Achalak, Rava's explanation of that is, I don't really mean that. I mean that if it wouldn't have said domai, then I would have said achalak. Like, why doesn't the Tana just say domai? Like, that to me, that's much more convoluted than I would have thought. There's no chorus. Okay. Anyway, we move on. Ein and yotz in the chulin. That means the higaze zulei ovid, right? So if you have a korban that got a mum and you redeem it, it's not allowed to be. It is chulin, but it's not completely chulin. Not allowed to shear the sheep. You're not allowed to work with the behema in the fields, etc. Minohani mili, how do I know that? This is the pasuk I was trying to remember before. The Tana Rabbanon, Tizbach. So it says over there, earlier in Parashat A, it says, Tizbach v'yachalta. Yeah? Tizbach v'yachalta bosar. If you're hungry, you want a good steak, Tizbach v'yachalta bosar, shecht it and eat the bosar. So what is it, Tizbach? What tizbach is meduyik, that you should shecht it, but like giza, you can't shear it if it's a sheep or anything else really. Bosar, and it says the meat v'loy chalav and not the milk. And then it says via chalta. The order is funny because tizbach via chalta bosar. But anyway, via chalta v'loy liklavecha, you can't feed it to. You can eat it, but not your dogs. In other words, you have to give it respect. So you're not allowed psulei hamakdoshin. You're not allowed to turn it into dog food. You can eat it, but you should eat it to menschlich, yeah, but not to give it to the dogs. Mikan, from here we learn, says the Braisa, she'ein peidim es ha-kotchim la'achil la'klovim. You're not allowed to redeem kotchim if the only purpose is going to be that you can give it to the dogs. Okay. Ikadiyamri, some learn Tizbach V'Achalta means Ein L'Chabahen Ela Heter Achila Misha Zvicha V'Elach. So this version says, no, that when you shechted it, then it has to be eaten. But before the shechita, you could redeem it to give it to the dog. So it's a machlokes if you're allowed to redeem it to make it into dog food. Nowadays, that dogs are treated with great respect also. So therefore, you could argue that it's not disrespectful to make it into the dog food. That would probably be the shechita of that opinion. Okay. Vladan v'chalban osel achar pidyonai. About chalav. Now this one is chalavan. Gotta get this right. Yeah. So this is after you redeemed it, the kids and the milk, the byproducts of the animal are still forbidden. It's only to eat. Is hechadami. So what's the situation over here? So what happened? The animal was hektish, and it got a mum, and you redeemed it. Okay, that's the sequence. Is hechadami. Now, at what point did it? Sorry, the animal was hektish. It got a mum. You redeemed it, and it had a baby. That's the fourth step in the instructions. Now, when did it conceive this baby? Somewhere before it was born, l'chayra. Is ilema di avari siyali lachapijoin? And if the whole thing happened, the whole shidduch with her husband and the whole birth, the whole conception and birth and everything happened after it was already redeemed to chulin, is amai? Why should the child be osur? It's compared to a tzvi and an ayal. It's a vlad tzvi and ayal nino, which will be chulin. That's normal chulin. Ella, the iab lifnei pijoin. And why are we saying here that we're talking where it's not completely chulin? It's still got a hektish situation to it because the conception happened when the mother was still not redeemed yet. So the mother was still hektish and conceived. And then isyale lacha pijoin. After he redeemed the mother, then the child was born. So because the conception was when the mother was still hektish, therefore we say that the child is hektish too. Now, it would be not hektish, but halfway kodesh. Also, you can't just do it. We'll see soon what you do with it. But you can't just make a chulin. Now, what would that imply? Holy fnepi, Jonah. What happens if it got a mum and then got conceived and then had the baby before redeeming? Mikdash nami kotche. That would imply that's mamasha korban. After you redeem the mother, the child was born. It's osur, but it's not really a korban. Before the redeem, if the child was born before the mother was redeemed, that implies that the child is mamasha korban. Is minahani mili. So how do we know all that? The Tana Rabbanon Zohar. So the pasuk says, "Sure, what do you want? Zevach shlamin korbanoi." If a person means a korban shlamim, it says im zohar im nekeva. Other a male, other a female. Is what does it say, Zohar? What does it say, bring an animal? What does it say, male or female? There's not too many other choices. Well, now there is, but there didn't used to be any other choices. Yeah. So the Gemara, so the Brisa says, why does it say, Zohar, le rabbi says a vlad, that the child of a shlomim, if a shlomim has a baby, then that child is also a shlomim. Une keva, le rabbi says a tzmura. Why does it say female to include a tzmura? That if you made a tzmura, you took another animal and you put it next to the shlomim and you said, Arezu takazu, the second animal is also a shlomim. So there, the most simple example is where the mother is a tomim, is not a balmum, is a mamish full-fledged carbon shlomim. So you would say, okay, if it has a child, or that you do a tzmura, then that's also a shlomim. Vlade balemum in a tzmura is balemum in minayin. How do I know if the mother had a mum and then had a baby, or you did a tzmura with it, is also a shlomim, kishu oimer, im zohar l'rabba is vlad balei mumin. So we're saying that the im zohar is not just a child, but it's also a vlad balei mumin. Oh, sorry, it's the im. It's the extra im there. Im zohar is the rabbi's vlad balei mumin, and the im nekev, the rabbi is tzmura's balei mumin. Okay, so now what happens? So if the child was born before the mother was redeemed, it's a korban. Very nice. What did we say? If the child was born after the mother was redeemed, it's not a korban, but it's also not chulin. So what on earth are you going to do with this animal? So it's the next step. Those children who were conceived before the mother was nifte and then gave birth after, is matahayale, and what are you going to do with them? So he says, Lifnei pidyonon, when it's talking about before when it's talking about it was born before the pigeon, when we said that it's included from Im Zachar Im Nekeva, that we're including the children born before the pigeon, is even that as a machlokes. Is miflig pligi bahu, what exactly you do? Ikalaman damar kotcha the karif. So one opinion says that they're mamish korban shlamim, and you take it and there's a korban finished, nothing, no nuances there. The ikalaman damar kotcha the ri'iyo. And some say no, they can't. You can't bring the child as a korban directly, but it's holy enough that you can't do anything with it until it gets a mum, and then you'll redeem it, and you'll take the money and use that for a korban. That's if it's born before pigeon. The la'acha pigeonah matay aleihem. What's going to happen the ones after pigeonah? Is Amar Rav Huna kaitzan lekipa behein mesin. Says you can't do anything with them, so you have to just send them out to pasture or lock them up, and they'll eventually die by themselves. Yeah, it's pretty similar. Well, it's a carbon. That's half a carbon. It's kind of in the same boat. Because why? Hey, chilavit. What are you going to do with it? Likravinu. It's not holy enough to be a carbon mamish. Why? Because mikaya kedusha dechuya kasa. Because the mother was a balmum. Yeah. So if the mother was a balmum, it's not holy enough. Yeah, the mother was a balmum. Actually, the mother was a balmum, and it was born after the mother was redeemed also. So it's a shracha hektish. So you can't say it's mamish a korban. So then you'll tell me the frikinu, just redeem the child straight out. We have a concept that says if you want to redeem hektish, it only works if it's full hektish. Because what happens is the hektish transfers from the thing that was holy to the thing that you're redeeming it with. But if the holiness is a weak type of holiness, it's not strong enough to transfer the hektish over, the kedusha, over to something else. So you can't redeem it, and you can't bring it as a carbon. So basically, you can't do nothing.
So in other words, even after the pigeon, it's not a real. In other words, it's born after the mother's been redeemed. So how you'd think the mother was like a fully fledged chulia, virtually after.
Yes, you would think that, but because it was conceived before, so it's half fledged. Not, can you be half fledged, fully fledged, halfly fledged? Yeah, so you can't do it. So that's Rav Huna. Rav Huna says you can't do anything with it. Just let it, lock it up in a room, and when it dies, say kumal rachmim. Now that was Rav Huna. Amri my Rav Mishmeid Rav Chanina, but in Eretz Yisrael they said in the name of Rav Chanina, samuch lupi joinan. Just before you redeem the mother, maspisan l'shum oisai zevach.
So it can be.
You do redeem it. So if we just look at the words of Chanina, it sounds like you're redeeming the child. Yeah. So he's saying, well, before you redeem it, you must be shit l'shem oisai zevach. You tell it, harei atosh. You don't tell the animal. You say harei zu shlomim. Yeah. So what did you tell me? I can't redeem it because it's too shvach. Says, you know what? Before you redeem it, just say this is a shlomim, and then it's a proper shlomim, and you can redeem it. So the Gemara says, "Samach lepijoinon." You're telling me before you redeem it. Lememra, that means you mean to say the bnei pedianinu. You can redeem it, but we just said you can't redeem it because it's not maspis pijoinon. Yeah, no one argues with that concept. Yeah, in this particular case, you argue what to do with the animal, but the general concept that it can be redeemed has to be something which has a strong enough kedusha to redeem it. Is Ella, so what does Rabbi Chanina really say? What you do is, before you redeem the mother, you say that child that's going to be born after I redeem her, yeah, so the mother's pregnant, and you're going to redeem the mother, so you say to the mother that the child that's inside you is Harezu Shlomim. Yeah? So then, it's Bolaylam. It's in the mother's stomach. Yeah, you can be Makdash at Ubar B'Meyimai, for sure. It's not Lo Bolaylam, it's just in the stomach of the mother. The time of Mai, now going to Rav Huna. Why does Rav Huna not allow you to do that? It's Omar. Rav Levi, Gzeira Shema Yigdal Mehen Adorim Adorim. If you're going to allow the children to become korbanos, then a person who has psulei hamakdashim will never do anything with them, because he says, I've got a perfectly good animal here, and I'm going to use it for breeding.
You'll end up with
flocks, and you'll have a whole flock of
quasi hektish.
Yeah, you'll end up with a whole flock of quasi hektish, and you'll end up stuffing something up and doing what you're not allowed to with it. So therefore, we say, if we say you have to lock it up and let it die, then you're not going to be interested in making flocks of them. Okay, so what did we say there, according to Rabbi Chanina? That he announces that the child is a shlamim. So he uses those words advisedly. If the mother is a shlamim, you announce that the child is a shlamim. Is Bo'amenech Rabbi Avina Merav Sheshes? Does it have to dafka be a shlamim? What if he wants to make the kid into an oilo? Can he do that? Can he change it? Even though the mother was a shlamim, and he wants to say that the child is an oilo. Or the child is something else that he has to bring. Some other korban. He says, no, you can't do that. It has to be the mother. It has to be the same korban that the mother was. My time or why? Amalei gamar bisharecha bisharecha mebuchir. Which says bisharecha by the buchir, it says bisharecha techlenu. And b'psulei hamikdashin, it says ashenasim lechol b'chol shiarecha. So we learn exereshava from buchir. Ma b'chir, em aspis lechol zavashayir. So just like a buchir, you cannot change a buchir into any carbon that you want. It has to be a buchir only. D'chsiv ach buchir asher yevuka l'ashem b'behema lo yaktish ishoy soy. If you've got a firstborn animal, you can't be makdish it. What do you mean you can't be makdish it? It's already holy. You can't change it to some other carbon that you want to be makdish. Yeah, it's avhani, so these psulei hamikdashin, name aspitz and the chozev ashayirza, you cannot change them into something else. It's only what they were. Tanya kavosi did have shayirza, then we have a brayser that says the same thing. Kodshim shakada mum kavua lekdeshon. What happened was a carbon, so if the mum kavua came first, again, this is like our Mishnah, if it had a mum kavua before you even made it hektish, the niftu, and then you redeemed it, so it never had kedushas aguf, like we said in the Mishnah, chayavim b'chur b'matonis. Bein lifnei pijoinon, bein la'acher pijoinon. Whether you redeemed it or not, it's still kedushas domim. Hagoizes ve'ovid behem, if someone shears it or works with it, ein esepikas abayim is not chayav malkus, because there's no kedushas aguf. Again, bein lifnei pijoinon, bein la'acher pijoinon. Ein esin tzmura. Then, and they also don't make a tzmura, because again, it's kedushas damim. Lifnei pidyonon, before you redeemed it, there's also moilin behind. That's the difference between lifnei and after. Before you redeemed it, there's also a din of me'ilah, because you're benefiting from hektish that hasn't been redeemed. That applies to better kabayis too. Well, la'acha pidyonon, once you redeemed it, there's ain moilin behind. There's no more me'ilah, because you've redeemed it. So now it's cool. Vladis sayin, this is why we brought this whole thing. Vladis sayin, what happens to the kids of such animals? It's choil. It's mamish nothing, because the mother was on the gluja's domim. Yeah, the niftin tzmimin. And you can even redeem it without waiting for a mum. This is a child of a better kabayis. Yeah, of a gluja's domim. Umaspis on the chol dava shayirza, and you can make it into any korban you want. This is all when the mum was there before the hektish. Yeah, so it never really became, the mother never really became hektish. Yeah. So you can change it to Chazav Shehir. It's a Klalish or Dover. The rule is, if there was a Mum Kavua there before you made the mother Hektish, Arein Kechul Nechol Divrayim. Ein Lechavahem, Ela Mitzvah Sili, but what you got to do is, Ilui comes from the Lashon of Malo Sebedomim. The only thing you have to do is calculate the value and redeem it. But otherwise, there's no further obligations on that animal when it had a Mum before you ever made it Hektish, because it never really became Dutra Zaguf anyway. So that's very nice. Aval, but Kodam Ektashnas Mumun, the case that we're interested in right now, which is when it was first Tektish and then got a Mum, Oi Mumayvel Ektashn, or the Mum came first but the Mum was only a temporary Mum, which doesn't stop it from getting Kedushas Aguf, Ola Achamikan Nola Mum Kavua, and then eventually it got a Mum, Viniftu when you redeemed it, Is Peturim Menab, so this is what the Emes Psulei HaMakdashin, yeah, it used to be a carbon and now it's not, Is Peturim Menab Achayra Menamatonis, Bein lifnei pidyonon, bein la'acher pidyonon, there's no b'chayr, there's no matonis. Hagoizes ve'ayva behen sofigas rabbayim. If you work with them and shear them, you get malchus, because loisogis b'chayr tzenech, etc. And ubein lifnei pidyonon, bein la'acher pidyonon, oisim tzmura. They still have a din of tzmura either before or after. Lifnei pidyonu and moyolim behen. If you don't redeem it, then there's me'ilah if you have benefit. La'acha pidyonu and moyolim behen. If you redeemed it, then there's no more me'ilah. Now, vlodei say, and this is the whole point we wanted to talk this false price for, what happens with the kids is kodesh. So this is an animal which was a kodesh, a goof, and it had and it got a mum, and then it had a child. Is it's holy? The ein niftan tmim, and you cannot redeem it until it gets its own mum. The ein maspis on the chol zavach sheyirtze, and you cannot make it into whatever you want, which is what Rav Sheshes said. If I remember all the way back there, yeah, he said ein maspison. Right? Because b'sharecha from the b'chur, so the brisa also says ein maspis. You can't make it into, if the mother was a shlomim, you cannot make the child into a oila. Klolish al dovar harayin kehektish lechol divrayim. It's exactly the opposite. Because they were hektish before the mum came, they are still hektish lechol divrayim. The only difference is ein lechab. Once you redeemed it, ein lechab b'henele heter achila bovad. All the only thing you can do with it is tizbach v'achalta. You can eat it. You can't do anything else. Now. Okay, that's the brisa. So now the Gemara asks, klolish al dover. We had by both cases, the brisa gave you a whole list of things that apply, and then said, and here's the rule. So what's the rule including that wasn't mentioned in the details? There's klolish al dover the resha. In the resha, where the mum kavua came first, and it was a kedushas haguf, and then we said the klal is, the rule is that it's chulit. What's that coming to add that wasn't listed? Lasuyei, that if someone shechted it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then he is potter, because it's chulin. It was never kedushas haguf. Klalish al dover the sefer. What do we learn from the general rule in the sefer? That if it was hektish first and then got a mum, it has a din of hektish to chol divrayim, other than that you can eat it. So it says, and then we gave a general rule, it's hektish. What's that general rule telling you? Lasuye. Yeah, we talk about this brisa here. Yeah, the brisa is the one who said klolish al dover, correct? Lasuye chalovoy. Yeah, this is chalovoy. You have to just be careful each time whether it's chalov or chalov. This is chalovoy. That you're not allowed to milk it either. Yeah, if you have a psulei hamakdashin, it's tizbach for your chalto basa, you can't milk it either. Okay, we've done two words of today's daf so far, and we're going well. Omar Mar, the Gemara says, so what does it say? The children, you cannot redeem them unless they have their own mum, and you cannot change them into another korban. So the Gemara is medayik from that. That means these children, if they don't have their own mum, you cannot redeem them. And what if the child also got a mum? Is mifriki. Then you could redeem it. Yeah? Then we had the next part was the chol zavach sheyirtzehu de emas pitz, and you can't turn it into another carbon, but hala oisei zavach is maspitzim. This is all v'nichus, it's not a kasha. Yeah, it's just saying, this is what we learn from that you could make it the same carbon. If the mother's a shlamim, the child can be a shlamim too. Heicha meshkachasla, so what should you do? It's very straight. Heicha meshkachasla is usually a question, but Rashi says over here, heicha meshkachasla is just a pirushahu. Just telling you, how do you do it? So what exactly... Lepoil, what do? The maspisan la'oisei zevach. You say, okay, this is a shlomim like the mother. The niftin b'mumon, and when it gets a mum, you redeem it. It doesn't get a mum, it's a shlomim. Okay, so that's all very nice. But this last bit, why do we care about this? Because neima tevi tiyufta de Rav Huna. If you go back to Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, lock it up in jail until it dies. He says, you can't bring it as a carbon. Yeah? And Rav Huna, so here it says that you can. It's amalach Rav Huna. Rav Huna will tell you no. Who adin da filu bale mumin ein niftin? You're diyukim over here. When it says ein niftin tzmimim, you can't redeem it if it's unblemished. You are medayik that if it is blemished, you can redeem it. No, the diyuk is wrong. Even if it's a bal mum, you also can't redeem it. So why does it say tzmimim? Because I did it on a ratio. Because when it was talking about the case where the mother was only kedushas domim, because it had the mum beforehand. We said over there that yeah, niftin tzmimim, you could redeem it even without a blemish. Just tananami sefer ein niftin tzmimim. So you got caught up in the loshen, but it really means ain't niftin at all, says Rav Huna. The ayat on a reisha lechol zavesha yirtzeh, and in the reisha when the mum came first, yeah, for the mother, and then the mother had a child. We said lechulin chol divrayim. So you can change it. You can pronounce it to any carbon that you want. It's tananami sefer lechol zavesha yirtzeh. So then the sefer says you can't do whatever you want, but it's not implying that you could redeem it. Okay, Hashechtan b'chutz is potter. This is the one where, now this is not going to be on either one. Why is Hashechtan b'chutz potter? Rav Huna master chayiv. Rav Huna says if you shechted outside, this is the kid, that if you did shechted outside, you're chayiv. Aye, why are you chayiv? We're talking about a balmum over here. Yeah, so why are you chayiv for shechting a balmum? Because according to Huna, he's going to say, we're talking about what sort of mum? We're talking about a very slight mum that you can't even notice, like a cracked eyelid. We learned in Zvachim that Rabbi Akiva says, if it's a mum she'ene nikar, if you put it up on the Mizbeach, it doesn't have to come down. Yeah, and therefore it's considered miskabel bifnim, and the din of shchut echot, this week's parsha, is that something which would have been accepted in Pesach Hayom Moed, then if you did it pachot, you're chayiv. Yeah, something that wouldn't have been accepted in Pesach Hayom Moed, if you did it pachot, you're not chayiv. But this doikin shebaayin, this slight mum that's not even noticeable, if lepoil you brought it on the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, it would have been accepted, you wouldn't have to take it off, and that's considered miskabel, and therefore it says chayiv. Okay, Ben Lifnei Pidyon and Ben Nachman Pidyon and Eishin Tzmura, the Kedushas HaGuf, it makes Tzmura. Am Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua, Utzmura Say La'acha Pidyonoi. What are you going to do with the Tzmura if you made a Tzmura after it was, so if you were made a Tzmura before you redeemed the mother, it's a Tzmura. What happens if you do a Tzmura after the mother was redeemed? Mesa. Similar to what Rav Huna said about the child, he said the same thing about the Tzmura. My time, or why is it so? Hey, Chalav, what are you going to do? Likravei, to bring it as a carbon, you took a redeemed balmum and you made it a tzmura, so it's very weak. It's too weak to become...
Is the problem that it's redeemed, or dechuya means it's... kedusha.
It's redeemed. No, the mother is redeemed. Sorry, not mother. Here we're talking about tzmura, right? So the original animal is redeemed. You took a redeemed animal and made a tzmura on it. So it's not strong enough to... The mother was chulin, was half, was what do you call it, quasi.
You said this is going to be a tmura for this.
You said, yeah. So it's a quasi tmura, right? So it's not strong. It's not strong enough to be really kodesh to be a korban, because the one that you exchanged it, the first one, was already redeemed. Yeah, lifrike. And so to redeem the second one is also loyal lima the mitzvah. It's not strong enough. It's quasi. Good word. It's a quasi kedusha. Hilchah meisid alam dai. It's maskif la Rav Amram. Rav Amram attacks this. Why don't we just say tisachal b'mum ala bailim? Why don't you just let it get a mum? So you don't have to redeem it. Why don't you just let it get a mum and just eat it? L'chimah ben zul. It's more as becher and meiser. How come a becher and meiser when they did a tzmura, they get a mum? And you eat it. It's none. Tzmuras b'chayr ha'maiser. Hein of vladan of vlad vladan. Atzayv kala oilem. Rein ke b'chayr ha'maiser. They have the ur ein eklach. Yeah, they have the din of b'chayr ha'maiser. Ve'yachlo. So what are you going to do with them? You can't take something that's not a firstborn and just say because the father was a firstborn, it's not hereditary. Yeah? So therefore, if he's not a firstborn, he's not a b'chayr. What are you going to do with him? Yachlo mum on the balim. Wait till he gets a mum and then eat it. So why don't we do the same thing by the tzmura of the animal that was redeemed after the mum came? Is amalei abaya because that shame imay alav is a shame imay alav. Each one, it depends on what the mother was. Yeah, the child of a bechor. Yeah, the bechor can't be a mother. That's a very interesting one. So they have to say that's talking about the tzmura. The tzmura of a bechor. Yeah, the tzmura's bechor. Yeah. So the tzmura of bechor has got the name bechor on it, yeah. And what happens with a bechor? A bechor you never have to redeem anyway, yeah. If you have a bechor and it gets a mum, that's it. There's no redemption. You just eat it, yeah. And therefore, but if it was a shlomim, even if it gets a mum, you have to redeem it before you can eat it. So the same thing with the tzmura of the shlomim, yeah. Zeh kula tzmuras bechor ma'aser mikri. Sorry, take out the words something or other over here. Zeh shem imelo tzmuras bechor. When it's called a tzmura of a bechor, then it gets the din of a bechor. But the ma bechor meister b'mum misach on the balim. What happens to the bechor meister? They can be eaten as soon as they get a mum. You don't need to redeem them. After tmuras on misach, so same thing with the tzmura. V'zeshem imelav. When it was a shlomim, it's called a tzmura shlomim. Tzmuras kachim mikri. You call it tzmuras kachim. Ma kachim loy misach liyala bepidyon. Just like kachim, other than bechor meiser, you can't eat it unless you redeem it, even when it gets a mum. As after tmuras on nami loy misach liyala bepidyon, so you can't eat the tzmura either until you redeem it. And it's not strong enough to redeem it. Therefore, says Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avoy, you have to let it drop dead. Tanakh of Rav Nachman, Menan, Tzmurah, Tzula, Medoshah, Shemesa. How do we know that a Tzmurah that you made on an animal that was already redeemed, you have to let it die? Tamad Lemar, Mimali Geira. It says, don't eat a Mali Geira. Even though it's Mali Geira, there are some that you cannot eat. Tomehu. And what's the Tomehu? Is coming to be Marba, the Tzula HaMikdoshin. Fred the Gemara, how many boiler the chamish chatois mesa? Is that Tommy who was used to tell me about the five chatois? Yeah, if your person separated a chatos and then something happened, the owner died or he lost it and he brought another one instead on his kapru or whatever. Tumuras chatos, a lot of chatos, all of those cases. That's what Tommy who's telling you. So he said, "Ahu, we are free to parse the Tommy nafka." There it says we have two Tommy who's that are superfluous. One by the Malik Geira and one the Mafris Parson. So one is for the chatois meisus, and the other one is tmuras psula mekdoshin. Tananami hachi minayan the chamish chatois meisus tamalom mafrisei aparas atomei. Yeah. So the Gemara said, "What are we talking about? Chamish chatois meisus ilchus gemirla. What do you mean? The pasuk chamish chatois meisus, which says all over Shas, is halachal meshiv sinai. Ela ki asakra le tmuras osham. So that one is for tmuras psula mekdoshin. The other one is tmuras osham." So the Gemara says, what happens with a Tzmuras Asham? Just like we said that whatever happens to a Chatos when it has to die, if it's an Asham, it has to wait till it gets a Mum. It's Tzmuras Asham, Nami Hilchasahi. Kosher B'Chatos Mesa, but Asham Roya. So we don't need a Pasuk. Elam Chomish Chatois Mesis. It is talking about the Chatois. Ah, you'll tell me I don't need a Pasuk because I've got a Halachal Meshim Sinai. The Istrich Kra, the Istrich Hilchasah. The Imi Kra, if it's just from the Pasuk, Hava Mina Lariya. Because all it says is, the Pasuk just says Tomehu, don't bring it as a carbon. But you would think that you don't have to kill it, just wait for it to get a mum. Kamash Malan Hilchasa that Lamisa. The Halacha Meshim Sinai says you have to let it die. V'im is Hilchasa, if I only had the Halacha Meshim Sinai, Hava Mina Hechida Ovid Ikriva Achal. That if it had been the Yevid, he could eat it. If it happened that the Yevid he ate Mehani Chamish Chatois, Isura Ika Lav Lekla, you wouldn't have a Loisa say. It's supposed to be Mesis, but there's no Loisa say from the Halacha Meshim Sinai. Therefore, Kamashmal, and therefore the Pasuk is needed, the Ika Lav, to give you a Loisa say for eating one of those Chatois Mesis. V'iboy, Seymo La Kusha, Dover Habam Malageo, Dover Mafrisa Parasa. Or I can tell you the whole reason is to have a Hekish between something. So all these things that are listed in Chumash there have one simon. Some have Malageira, some have Mafrisa Parasa, and they're still not kosher because they don't have both. And it compares one that has a Malageira to one that has Mafrisa Parasa, Malahan and Bemisa, Kam Bemisa. That to say that both of them are Bemisa.